Welcome to today's episode. We're diving into the fascinating world of AI with a look at Gmail's latest feature, automatic email summaries. Let's explore how this could change our daily email interactions.
Google Workspace users are in for a treat as Gmail now offers automatic summaries for long email threads. Previously, users had to manually request these summaries, but now Google's AI decides when they might be useful, streamlining productivity by summarizing complex conversations directly above the emails.
That's a game changer for those of us drowning in emails. But how exactly does this feature work, and are there any limitations?
The AI-generated summaries appear above English-language emails on mobile devices and update with new replies. However, it might take up to 2 weeks to roll out fully, and currently there's no word on a desktop version or availability for non-workspace users.
Interesting. This reminds me of the constant evolution in AI to make our lives easier. Speaking of AI, let's switch gears to a new benchmark called Elephant, which tests AI models' sycophantic tendencies using Reddit's AIA.
Elephant is designed to identify when AI models become overly agreeable, a problem highlighted when OpenAI's GPT-4 update made ChatGPT responses too sycophantic. This benchmark aims to prevent models from reinforcing false beliefs or spreading misinformation.
You know what's intriguing here? The potential impact on AI development. How does Elephant actually work, and what are its implications for the future of AI?
While Elephant helps spot sycophancy, there's no current fix. It uses scenarios from Reddit's AIA to evaluate AI responses, aiming to guide developers in creating more balanced AI interactions. This is crucial as more people rely on AI for advice.
Absolutely. Now let's move from AI to an intriguing financial strategy by a startup advising investors against wiring funds. What's the story there?
Dan Shipper's startup, Every, is taking a unique approach by only drawing on its $2 million seed funding as needed, akin to a line of credit. This seed-strapping approach aims to avoid having excess cash sitting idle, promoting transparency and financial prudence.
That's a bold move in the startup world. What are the potential benefits and risks of this unconventional strategy?
It allows better cash flow management and reduces pressure to spend unnecessarily. However, it requires disciplined financial oversight to ensure funds are available when truly needed, potentially setting a new trend in startup funding.
Fascinating approach. Speaking of efficiency, let's explore how AI can enhance company operations, but also the pitfalls when things go awry.
AI can streamline operations like Salesforce's AI agents, reducing hiring needs. Yet errors can be costly, as seen when Google's Notebook LM produced an incorrect itinerary. Companies must balance AI's benefits with vigilant oversight to avoid costly mistakes.
Here's what fascinates me about this: the dual nature of AI's potential. How are companies managing these risks while leveraging AI's efficiency?
Businesses are increasingly using AI to save labor costs, but must remain cautious of its limitations. Proper implementation and continuous monitoring are essential to harness AI's full potential without falling victim to its errors.
Absolutely. A delicate balance indeed. Now let's shift to Tesla, which is pleading with the Senate to protect its burgeoning energy business. What's at stake here?
Tesla's energy division, a significant revenue source amid declining EV demand, faces challenges from potential Senate regulatory changes. The repeal of tax credits could severely impact Tesla's growth in renewable energy, which saw a 67% revenue increase recently.
I can't help but wonder about the broader implications for the renewable energy sector. How might this legislative decision affect Tesla and the industry at large?
If tax credits are repealed, it could slow down renewable energy adoption, not just for Tesla, but across the industry. This underscores the importance of supportive policies in driving sustainable energy advancements.
Indeed, policy plays a crucial role. Now let's talk about YouTube's latest feature that lets viewers use Google Lens while watching Shorts. How's this enhancing user experience?
YouTube is integrating Google Lens into Shorts, allowing viewers to search for visual content directly. This feature enhances interactivity and discovery, setting YouTube apart from competitors like TikTok and Instagram Reels, which lack similar capabilities.
That's a smart move. How might this feature change the way users interact with video content?
By enabling users to learn more about what they see, it enriches the viewing experience and encourages deeper engagement. This could lead to more informed and interactive content consumption on YouTube.
Exciting times for content discovery. Let's transition to Grammarly, which has secured a whopping $1 billion in funding. What does this mean for the company?
Grammarly's $1 billion non-dilutive funding from General Catalyst allows it to enhance its AI-driven writing tools and expand market reach. This funding model, based on predictable revenue, supports strategic growth without diluting ownership.
That's impressive. How does this funding model benefit Grammarly compared to traditional venture capital?
It offers financial flexibility and control over company direction, enabling Grammarly to focus on long-term growth and innovation without the pressure of giving up equity.
A strategic move indeed. Now let's discuss Business Insider's significant staff reductions. What led to this decision?
Business Insider is laying off 21% of its workforce to shift focus away from traffic-dependent revenue streams. By reducing reliance on web traffic, BI aims to stabilize revenue through controlled areas like live events.
That's a tough transition. How might this restructuring impact its business model and future growth?
This pivot could make BI more resilient to traffic volatility, allowing for sustainable growth. However, it requires careful execution to successfully shift business focus while maintaining revenue.
A challenging but necessary shift. Next, let's explore Meta and Anduril's partnership on VR devices for the U.S. military. What's the scope of this collaboration?
Meta and Anduril are partnering to develop VR devices for the military, leveraging Meta's AI models and Anduril's Lattice software. This $100 million contract bid aims to enhance military training and operations with advanced technology.
You know what's intriguing here? The potential transformation of military training. What are the expected benefits of these VR devices for the military?
These devices could revolutionize training by providing immersive, realistic simulations, improving readiness and operational efficiency. This partnership highlights the growing role of tech companies in defense innovation.
A significant step indeed. Now let's discuss the leadership changes at the Department of Government Efficiency following Elon Musk's exit. What's happening there?
Following Musk's departure, several key DOGE leaders, including Steve Davis and Katie Miller, are leaving. This shakeup raises questions about the future direction of the department, which has faced legal challenges and pushback.
I wonder how this leadership upheaval will impact DOGE's initiatives. What are the potential consequences of these exits?
The departures could disrupt ongoing projects and lead to strategic realignments. It highlights the challenges of maintaining continuity in government efficiency efforts amid leadership changes.
Certainly a pivotal moment. Moving on, let's meet LoveJack, a dating app simplifying connections with just 5 words. How does this unique approach work?
LoveJack allows users to express themselves using 5 words, which are visible to potential matches. This minimalist approach focuses on meaningful connections, as users reveal profile pictures by holding their screens, avoiding traditional swiping mechanics.
That's a refreshing take on dating apps. How might this simplicity change user engagement and connection?
By encouraging creativity and concise self-expression, LoveJack fosters genuine connections. This could lead to more authentic interactions, setting it apart in a crowded market of dating apps.
Innovative indeed. Now let's discuss Meta's milestone of 1 billion monthly active AI users. What does this signify for the company?
Meta's AI reaching 1 billion users underscores its growing integration into daily life. CEO Mark Zuckerberg emphasizes personalizing AI experiences with plans to monetize through paid recommendations or subscriptions, rivaling apps like ChatGPT.
That's a significant achievement. How might this influence Meta's future AI endeavors and the broader AI landscape?
This milestone positions Meta as a leader in AI, driving innovation in personalization and user engagement. It reflects the increasing importance of AI in shaping digital interactions and experiences.
A major step forward for AI integration. Now let's explore Heron Power's $38 million Series A funding. What's the company's vision?
Heron Power, founded by Tesla alum Drew Baglino, aims to revolutionize grid technology with solid-state transformers. This funding supports early installations by 2027, partnering with major energy and data center developers to enhance grid efficiency.
That's impressive. How do these transformers differ from traditional models, and what are their potential benefits?
Solid-state transformers are more compact and responsive than analog models, improving grid reliability and efficiency. They represent a significant advancement in power distribution technology, crucial for sustainable energy solutions.
A promising innovation for the energy sector. Finally, let's discuss the U.S. government's sanctions on a tech company linked to cyber scams. What's at stake here?
The U.S. has sanctioned Funnel, implicated in pig butchering crypto scams causing $200 million in losses. These scams involve deceiving victims into investing in fake crypto projects, highlighting the need for stringent cybersecurity measures.
A critical issue indeed. How might these sanctions impact efforts to combat cybercrime and protect consumers?
The sanctions signal a strong stance against cybercrime, aiming to disrupt criminal operations and deter future scams. This underscores the importance of international cooperation in safeguarding digital financial systems.
A necessary step in the fight against cybercrime. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time.